This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. These days, it certainly feels like subway commuters are slogging through an endless summer of delays and un-air-conditioned number one train cars. And here's another issue we have to navigate, the political wrangling between New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and Governor Andrew Cuomo over just who is responsible for the MTA and its problems. This back and forth reached a new level at a news conference yesterday when MTA Chair Joe Loda, who was recently reappointed by Cuomo, tried once and for all to have the final word.
For anyone to say, not my problem, it's the state's problem, they don't know the law, they don't know the history, and they don't understand the relationship.
Joining me now to help explain why this relationship is so critical is Nicole Gelinas, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. Welcome to WNYC.
Good afternoon, Jamie. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Let's just try to get an answer to this question. Who owns the MTA and who is ultimately responsible for it?
Well, the governor's tactic here is increasingly absurd. The MTA is an independent, nonprofit corporation, but it was created by the state of New York, and the state of New York, through the governor and in the state legislature, appoints more board members to the MTA than any other government official. The governor has 6 board members, the mayor names 4 members, and the remainder of them come from smaller counties in downstate New York. So the short story is the MTA is controlled by the MTA. Both the state and city have a role here, but the governor has a much bigger role in that he names the chairperson and he names more board members than anybody else.
And most importantly, commuters just want to see the problems get fixed and go where they're going on time. What effect is the political debate having on efforts to improve service? And why should commuters care about the structure of the agency?
Well, this debate, if you can call it that, between the governor and the mayor, is not very helpful to the situation. The MTA has immediate operational problems that they haven't dealt with this crowding situation very competently. They don't communicate very well with the customers. In the slightly longer term, it takes them too long to finish their construction projects. They need to modernize the signals in the subway system, but it takes them 10 years to do one signal line. We're way behind other global cities, and in the long term, they need to find money for big projects.
Let's drill down into the numbers a little bit. How much of the argument is really about the money? As you point out, the governor is talking a lot about that part of it. He says the state is kicking in $8.5 million to help fix the MTA. But what are the details behind that number, and what is the city's contribution?
Well, the MTA has a 5-year plan to invest $32.5 billion into capital assets. And this was all decided over the past couple of years. It's nothing new. The state is supposed to kick in $8.5 billion, and the city is supposed to put in $2.5 billion. The MTA would borrow another $10 billion, which is a problem in itself, and then the rest would come from federal sources and a couple smaller sources. But the crisis we see today isn't from a lack of money. In fact, they're borrowing too much. Some of these surpluses will be needed when that debt just starts to come due.
But it's hard, I think, for commuters to believe that more money wouldn't solve the MTA's problems. Wouldn't more cash speed up, say, plans to modernize the signals or put more subway cars on the tracks faster? Or, for goodness sake, fix those broken air conditioners?
You always need money, obviously, but they have money in hand. Their real problem is that they can't spend this money fast enough or well enough. Even if you walked over there today with an extra $2 billion, they can't go out and shut a subway line down and start the resignaling process. They haven't figured out how to do this without undue disruption to people. They do the work very slowly and inefficiently, not to say that in a few years they won't have a funding crisis. But for now, the crisis is not because someone has suddenly shut off the spigot of money.
Let's circle back to Joe Loda. We heard from him at the beginning of our conversation. How well is he doing, and which master is he supposed to be serving?
He is supposed to be serving the riders of the MTA. He doesn't work for the governor, and he certainly doesn't work for the mayor. He would do well in this role if he were to make the board into a more independent entity that actually stands up to the governor when it comes to putting projects in the capital plan that aren't the most important priorities. He said very clearly he doesn't want to run the MTA on a day-to-day basis, and that's really what's needed here, is a competent, permanent person who has full charge and authority over the MTA.
I've been speaking with Nicole Jolinas, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. Nicole, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And as part of our We the Commuters project, we're asking subway riders, if you could share one question or comment or grievance with the MTA, what would it be? To submit, go to wnyc.org/commuters. We're compiling them and plan to deliver the most pressing concerns at Wednesday's board meeting.